It's Allie Adams, and it's another podcast to be named later. Cubs podcast, going to check in with the NL Central. Pittsburgh is still in first place at 12-7. St. Louis Cardinals, Redbirds are at second place with a 10-8 record. Milwaukee Brewers are in third with a 10-9 record. Chicago Cubs, fourth place at 8-8. Cincinnati in last place with a 3-15 record. Chicago Cubs pretty much at about the same place that they were a week ago, and also the week before that, pretty much playing 500 baseball at this time. Again, it's been another one of those weird weeks where it's still a roller coaster. The good is good, the bad is bad. Played the Atlanta Braves in some pretty crazy weather starting last weekend. Game one, Cubs lost 4-0. Yu Darvish had a rough time in his first time playing at Wrigley in a Cub uniform. Not to remind you, but last time he played at Wrigley, it was in last year's NLCS where he dominated the Cubs. Darvish didn't even get through five innings and gave up all four runs. He did get himself out of a few jams earlier in the game, but all runs scored in the fifth inning after a balk call that manager Joe Maddon even thought was questionable. A positive, bullpen was perfect. Also, Ian Happ, he had a couple of hits, so that was nice. Again, I know we've been saying this for 2 weeks now, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in a few minutes. Hate to keep saying it, but the weather was awful. It was horrible conditions that obviously affect players, especially when it comes to pitchers and offense. Clearly, the Atlanta offense did not exactly have that much of a problem, but, you know, Chicago still definitely struggling a little bit on that front. Game two, a different story. Last Saturday, probably one of the best games so far in this young season. Cubs were down by 9 in the eighth inning. Not gonna lie, I ran some errands. Quintana just didn't have it. It looked like he was going to bow out pretty early in the game. He was done by the third inning, so I went to Target. I made a few stops, and then all of a sudden I was getting text messages from my friend Sarah that had a lot of exclamation points, and one that even said, "Javi, you sexy beast." So I kind of assumed that something good was happening. So I checked on my phone, and of course, the Cubs had came back in the eighth inning. It was amazing. I actually really regretted leaving. I should have known better. This is what happened in the eighth with two on and two out. Bryant was hit by a pitch. Contreras had a single. Zobrist walked in a run. Bias, he had a double. That's when my friend sent me the text message. Game then was tied. Russell was intentionally walked. Hayward walked. Schwarber walked, which then brought a run in. LaStella, he had an RBI, and then there was a wild pitch where Hayward scored, and then also there was a throwing error, and Kyle Schwarber scored. Still can't believe it happened. They scored 9 runs with just 3 hits. It was a beautiful win on another ugly weather day. Again, it was just a miserable day to play. Joe Maddon was not happy at all that they actually played the game. Of course, he was happy with the outcome, but he was actually very vocal after the game about his feelings on the decision to play in Chicago last Saturday. It was awesome to see that spark in the eighth inning. This is what we know this Cubs offense can do. They can find ways to win games. Doesn't have to necessarily be through home runs. They can play small ball. They can be patient at the plate. And this is what happens. You can win a game. I mean, maybe not necessarily manufacture 9 runs in one inning, but hey, either way, the patience paid off and they ended up winning that game 13-10. Unfortunately, game 3 versus Atlanta was postponed due to weather. They will play May 14th. St. Louis then came to town, and of course, because this is just how things are right now, game 1 was postponed. They will make up that game against the Cardinals on July 21st. Game 1, or aka game 2, I guess. Cubs did lose 5-3. The thing that was crazy about this loss was that Tyler Chatwood didn't necessarily look bad. He pitched over 4 innings, but walked 4 batters. Also, he gave up 2 runs, which is, whatever, no big deal. Also, he had 7 strikeouts. That's good. But Cubs offense didn't exactly do too much. And once Pedro Strop came out, yeah, Cardinals probably knew that they were going to win. Strop gave up 3 runs, so my nervousness isn't totally unwarranted with Pedro Strop and the Cardinals. I don't know what it is about the history there, but man, whenever you see Stroop come out when it's the Cardinals, doesn't matter what kind of lead you have, you get a little nervous for whatever reason. Something that was nice to see was Javier Baez. He did have a home run that only sort of made me feel better. Also, Carl Edwards Jr., he continues to look great. As it stands right now, his strikeout rate is at 46.9%, and his walk rate is only 9.4%. Also, it was good to have Anthony Rizzo back in the lineup after a 10-day stint on the DL for back issues. And not going to lie, it's nice to see Dexter Fowler's smile. Pictures started floating around on the internet of Fowler chatting it up with some of his former teammates before the game. Then there were some official photos from during the game of Rizzo and Fowler when he was on first base in their respective uniforms. And that broke my heart. Miss you, Dexter Fowler. Also, if you follow any of the Cubs on social media or even Dexter Fowler, you know that Dexter Fowler's little daughter, Nala, is actually going to be a flower girl in Anthony Rizzo's wedding. So, see, Cubs and Cards, we can all get along. So, sadly, Game 3, it was postponed because of weather. Wah, wah, wah. They actually ended up playing the next day, and the Cubs won 8-5. It was a kind of win you like to see. John Lester, he looked great. He had only 2 hits over 6 innings. Bats came out. Every Cubs starter had a hit. There was even a 2-run homer from Jason Hayward, which was awesome to see. Eddie Butler came in and, yeah, gave up 3 runs in 1 inning, but actually was just reading like moments ago, breaking news, Eddie Butler is actually going on the DL for a hamstring issue, it looks like. So hopefully he will get better and will be back in action soon. He's actually been really good, so hopefully he will get healthy and he will be able to join the Cubs again soon. Again, it looks like a 10-day DL stint for Eddie Butler. Want to go back and talk about the weather thing for just a second. Obviously, this has been a rough spring. Honestly, it feels more like winter. There have been more than 25 postponements in Major League Baseball in the first 3 weeks. It hasn't been easy, and there's really nothing that you can do about it. It's just the way it works out. I guess we're kind of lucky that this hasn't been, the March, April weather that we've had in years past, or we're lucky that this hasn't been, October, November weather. But this has not been easy, and it's a pain because obviously these are all games that have to be made up. Anthony Rizzo had, I guess what you could say is a little bit of a controversial statement. He said, "I think we play too much baseball." He said that he would be more than happy with taking a pay cut and basically shortening the season and playing less games. Rizzo went on to talk about how playing in the cold is terrible, and I'm sure it's really bad for him right now and for his back and just coming off the DL. He said, "In a perfect world, we would start the season later and play a few scheduled doubleheaders going into any off day." And he also said, "As a fan, you're going to a baseball game in April and it's raining, snowing with freezing rain. Is it really that much fun? That's my question." And I think that Rizzo does bring up a good question. Obviously, that's more football weather than anything. Fans go out just like they go to a football game and they're prepared. But still, I mean, come on. It's April. But there's really, again, nothing that you can do about it. It's the weather. You just can't control it. And it is a bummer. I think that the game last Saturday where they did come back in the 8th inning was, a good example of that. A lot of fans had left. Not only were they losing pretty badly fairly early in the game, but it was just a brutal day in Chicago and it was not any fun to sit out there. And it's definitely not fun, I think, for those players to be out there and playing in those conditions. So coming up, Cubs start a 5-day road trip tonight against Colorado. Then they head to Cleveland early next week. Also, not to rain on anyone's parade or snow on it, but apparently there could be some snow in Colorado this weekend, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. I'm Allie Adams. Thank you so much for tuning in again for a Cubs podcast to be named later. We'll talk to you next week.